coach just said you picked up some of the techniques and terminology faster than any player he's had on the first day. How do you feel hearing that?
You know, that's a huge compliment, but you know, I'm just trying to do my best to you know, pick up what they're saying and learn as quickly as possible.
How different are some of the techniques from what you've done in the past?
It's a little different. It's not too much different. You know, a lot of the technique is similar in a way. I think that's why you know, I picked up on it as quickly as I did, but you know, I still got a lot to learn, and you know, I look forward to, you know, finally understanding it to their expectations.
So was it kind of important to you to get the contract stuff out of the way and sign so you could kind of just concentrate on football once you got here?
I didn't even think about that. You know, once I got here, I was thinking, you know, what's the schedule, what I got to do, you know, when's practice and whatnot. I wasn't really thinking about the whole contract situation.
Any veterans reached out? Any words for you since you're out?
Yeah, a couple of them have texted me because some of them, you know, we're with the same agency. So, you know, I met them, you know, while I was training out in California. But they've texted me and, you know, congratulated me, wished me good luck, and, you know, let me know it's game time.
Excuse me, that sticks out.
No.
Craig, you come played in. Against Stephon Diggs in college, and what do you think about his game?
Never. When we played him, I think he was out with an injury, so I didn't, you know, get the opportunity.
Trey, do you come in kind of hoping, looking at starting from day one?
I'm coming in to compete, you know, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm going to compete and try to get a starting spot. If not, you know, I'll work my way in on special teams and try to contribute to the team as much as I can.
What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for you to make this
step? Just, you know, learning a whole new playbook. You know, I'm used to Michigan State's terminology, their plays, their defense. So just transitioning that to a new one, probably.
Are you a different kind of guy off the field and on the field? I mean, you're so mild-mannered off the field, but then on the field, you know, you're kind of a brash, if you want to use that word, cornerback. I mean, you can't beat me type guy. Is that you a different kind of guy on and off the field? What would you say?
I'm just playing football.
Player, I mean, coming in, you know, learning a new playbook, as you mentioned, I mean, how difficult is that? I imagine it takes a lot of time and long process.
You know, it's pretty difficult, but if you can, you know, relate it to your old playbook and try to find similarities and, you know, just ask as many questions as you can, try to help understand it, it gets easier over time.
Do you know if the Vikings, I know it's early, but do you know if the Vikings have, like, signaled a plan for you? Are they keeping you on one side of the field? Are they moving you around?
Draft night, you had seen a ton of Viking stuff or Mike Zimmer stuff. Have you taken a chance to look at any of that now?
I've been trying to, you know, basically, I've been putting my head in the playbook, trying to understand that more than anything.
You the kind of guy who sets goals? I mean, you don't have to tell us what they are, but are you going to set some goals about what you hope or intend to accomplish as a rookie or what have you?
I mean, no. You know, my whole mindset is, you know, play as hard as I can, as fast as I can, and, you know, just try to make an impact. You know, I'm competing against myself, and, you know, obviously I'm competing against other players, but, you know, I got to push myself at this level, and, you know, my big thing is just go out and compete.
What do you know of it at this point? What stands out to you about this defense?
Fast. You know, they run to the ball, and they got real good chemistry and understanding of what everybody's doing on the field.
How about the coaching status? You've gotten to know Jerry Gray or Zimmer a little bit more. What stands out there?
They remind me a lot of my coaches at State. You know, they're real passionate about it, but, you know, their whole goal is to make you better as a player. And, you know, if they're hard on you, you know, they're going to be hard on you, and they're going to let you know, and they're going to push you to your limit.
Are they harder here than they were at Michigan State?
It's too early to tell. I heard Coach Zim was pretty hard, so, you know, I told him I'm ready for it.
Talk to Xavier or the other defensive back?
No.
Time for a couple more, guys.